Now to presidential politics in this country. It is a rare week this winter that does not include a political contest. Voting, that is. This is one of them. The next big test for the Democratic contenders comes a week from tomorrow. And in the campaigning running up to the Texas and Ohio primaries, Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are trading accusations over trade policy and health care and experience. Joining us now, as she does each Monday, is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Hillary Clinton has lost the last several contests to Barack Obama, 11 in a row, I believe. What does she do
that's
now?
That's the number. Well, and there are already spates of articles in all the papers, quoting anonymous sources, of course, saying that that people are discussing how to get her out of the race. So she's got to convince people she can win, and that puts everything, of course, on Texas and Ohio, and most especially on women in Texas and Ohio, and most especially on white women in Texas and Ohio, because in Wisconsin last week, she lost the other groups that had been going with her. The working class, the to some degree white men had been sort of splitting their votes. It was white women, particularly older white women, who stayed with her. And she has to energize them, get them out. I had the opportunity to interview Billie Jean King recently, and she said, you know, I see my whole life going down the drain. You know, a cute young guy comes in and sweeps away all the hard work that the older woman has done. And there is a lot of that sentiment out there, and I think that if Mrs. Clinton can tap it, that might be something. She also has to hold the Hispanic vote, although that seems to be eroding according to the polls. And she seems to be floundering around looking for some theme that works while attacking Obama. Over the weekend, she said, shame on you, Barack Obama, sounding kind of like everybody's mom.
Well, is Obama giving her any openings?
You know, I don't see big openings. The primary campaign always presents openings for the general election opponent, and Barack Obama is certainly doing that. He's in his attacks on trade, and now she's sort of echoing him. That can be a problem in the general election. Even his stand on the war can be a problem in the general election. But and I think that he is called upon at this point to be much more specific about you know, all of his programs, and there'll be another debate tomorrow night where I'm sure that all of that will come out again. There's also some warning signals in the voters he is attracting. I mean, the big African-American turnout is very helpful, and that will be helpful in the general elections, a reliable Democratic vote. But the independent vote is not and often doesn't show up. The same thing is true about young people. And even white men, who he's been attracting of late, are certainly not reliable Democratic voters. They tend to vote Republican, almost overwhelmingly Republican. So, you know, there are some big warning signs for the Democratic Party in these primaries.
And Democrats, who are already worried about being unified in the fall, now have to think about Ralph Nader again.
I don't think they have to think too hard about Ralph Nader. His vote went from 2.7% in 2000 to 0.3% in 2004. And Democrats are still mad at him because they think that his votes in Florida in 2000 made the difference in the presidential campaign. I mean, they say, you know, he gave us Justices Roberts and Alito. But he says it's all about ballot access. There's a good deal of evidence it's all about ego.
So Nader says he's going to be running. Clinton and Obama still running hard. And on the Republican side, John McCain is trying to get past this report in the New York Times looking at his past dealings with lobbyists.
Well, the New York Times story, for the moment, has redounded against the New York Times. There's a lot of criticism of the paper, including by its own public editor. But that has focused mainly on the innuendos about a sexual relationship between McCain and this female lobbyist. Other news organizations have now picked up the theme of McCain's dealings with lobbyists, and whether that has any legs, as they say, going into the general election, we'll see. Probably not, would be my guess.
Okay, that's analysis as we get every Monday morning from NPR's Cokie Roberts.